The actual facts published by the FBI show an astounding increase in juvenile delinquency over the past few years. Now, Mr. Hoover said, the nation can expect an appalling increase in the number of crimes that will be committed by teenagers in the years ahead unless the crime rate among juveniles can be lowered. Even the present number of juveniles committing crime at the present rate in the next generation or so, and remember this was started back in 1953, about 10 years ago, and he predicted 33 years as a pattern, will commit 7 4/10 million automobile thefts, 15 8/10 million burglaries, 2 million robberies, 3 million aggravated assaults, and 200,000 murders. Now, those are actual facts. Those are statistics. And according to him, between 1955 and 1960 alone, arrests of young people 17 and under increased twice as fast as did the population in the 10 to 17 age group. So population explosion isn't the explanation for it. Now, on the basis of reports received by the FBI from 1,586 American cities, and I have the very latest folder in my office that was given to me just the other day, covering all types of arrests, we now know that the arrests of juveniles under the age of 18 increased 8 1/10% over the previous year. Youths under 18 were the subjects of more than half by far, 64 1/10% of the arrests for auto theft, 49.9% or nearly half of all burglary. You know, you laugh at the jokes. They have, we sort of characterize burglars, don't we, by Butch, you know, and other such humorous little characters in cartoon strips that have the proverbial flashlight and the sap in his pocket or the piece of leather loaded with buckshot or something, you know, as a blackjack and his little black mask on and his ladder or something. We seem to think that's very amusing in the United States. It's not very amusing when you realize that 49.9% or about half of all burglaries of breaking into homes, shops, businesses, and the like at night and stealing are perpetrated by youths under 18. I don't mean 18 through 21. I mean before they get out of high school age. And in addition to that, 48 5/10% of all larcenies are committed by youths. Now, the same age group accounted for 30 9/10% of those arrested for receiving or possessing stolen property and 22% of those who were arrested for robbery. Can you imagine it? Well, now people wonder, well, how come the law doesn't put a stop to it? Well, you ought to know that by the very moment you hear the question put, because you read the newspapers, you hear the news broadcasts. How can the law stop it when there are weak laws with no force behind them? And how can it be stopped when the parents and the citizens themselves insist on having a casual, informal type of a courtroom system with no backbone, no conviction in it? You've heard of the one outstanding judge who recently ordered some young teenagers whacked soundly on the posterior in his courtroom, and then also instituted a program of having them go out and clean up beach areas and city streets and the like to teach them a lesson. You know, he's in Chicago, and some teenagers came sauntering into his bench one day, accused of certain crimes. He could see they were all hostile, rebellious, long haircuts with their black leather jackets and boots and the like, mimicking some particularly noxious actor who is known to go cavorting around on motorcycles, at least on the screen. I don't know if he does in private life. And they all want to mimic him and so on. And so, of course, the judge wouldn't even hold court under those conditions. He ordered every last one of the boys to go get a real good, clean, butch haircut, take all the long, greasy-looking locks off of them, get them a good, scoured, clean, scrubbed look, and then he had them come back into the courtroom, this time with their parents. Then he ordered the bailiff to take the leader of the gang, bend him over a desk, and really whack him good and soundly a few times, you know? He just wasn't much of a hero in the eyes of his fellows after that. And then he had them out gathering up cans. Well, you know, they really learned to like it. And at the last report, the boys had straightened up a good deal. They'd learned somewhat of a lesson. Well, you know, with a little bit of teeth in it, there's something to it, after all, some conviction. But because most parents have been following the precepts of child psychology, of progressive education, of don't punish them, you're liable to sort of pervert or twist their growth and development, then children have a feeling of absolute freedom, of do what you please, you can get away with it. Teachers are saying that the idea depicted by articles in the movie called Blackboard Jungle are not rare occurrences which seldom affect a school, but are the rule in most big city schools of today. In some schools, it isn't safe for teachers to walk the hallways except in pairs for their own physical protection.